Okay. Let's do the next sugya. I mean, it's not next sugya, it's Daftes Amud Beis. And it's a sugya of Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida. Now, I think it's fundamental to understanding the concept of Pigel. We all know what Pigel is, but I think the way it's brought out, it's fundamental to understanding how Pigel works, what the concept behind it is, and I think it is some practical applications as well. The Gemara compares to what's applicable to us even Bizman Azeh. So Gemara says like this, Daf Testament Beis, Itmar we learned, Shachta Lishma, Lizraik Dama Shalai Lishma. In other words, a person made a Shechita Lishma. He shechted the Kachim, the same Kachim. But he shechted it with the intention, Lizraik Dama Shalai Lishma, with the intention of making a Zrika Sadam Shalai Lishma. In other words, a Zrika, you didn't make actually a Zrika Shalai Lishma, but you shechted it with the kavanah of having a Zrika Shalai Lishma. What's halacha? Says Rashi, Shochta Lishma, Shlechishev ala Shechita, Ela ala Zrika Chishev, B'shah Shechita, Dainu, Me'avoyde la'avoyde. In other words, at the time of Shechita, you had a Machsheves Shalai Lishma, on the Zrika. So what's halacha? So Rabbi Yechonon Omar Psula, Rish Lakish Omar Kshera. Rabbi Yechonon says it's no good, Rish Lakish says it's good. Rabbi Yechonon Omar Psula, Mechashvin Ma'avoida La'avoida, V'yalfinon Mi'machshev Espigu. Rabbi Yechonon says that it's no good because Mechashvin Ma'avoida La'avoida. And look in Rashi, Kloimar, Machshava me'eles me'avoyde la'avoyde v'machsheva shalai lishmoi. Which means, even though I'm making the shechita lishma, but my kavana when I'm doing the shechita is to have a kavana on the zrika, to do a zrika shalai lishmoi. So that's no good. Just like pigul. What's the halacha by pigul? Pigul, we know the halacha is, we learn from a pasuk, that if you do a shechita with the intention of making a zrika shalai lishmanoi, that's called pigul. So just like pigul, you can have a shechita, and you're doing the shechita fine, and your machshav is on a zrika to do it tomorrow, shalai lizmanoi, and that is pigul. So to all avoiders, it translates mechashvin ma'avoida l'avoida. I can do a shechita lishma with a machshav of doing a zrika shalai lishma. Right? A new concept, just like by pigul, we learn it from a pasuk. By the way, look in the Gemara, and number two of the sheet, on the bottom, Elam Arava Kule Mikra Aricha Asin Dichsiv Heochel Yochel Bayem Ashlishi Bishte Achilas Hakosim Medaber Echad Achilas Odom Veachid Achilas Mizbeach. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Bishte Achilas Shemachsheves Shtein Poiseles. In other words, Echad Achilas Odom The Loishno Chishev Lechol Mochor Lochel Shol Chishev Lagde Emurin Lemochor Pigul. In other words, the classic case of pigul, by the way, is if you make a zrika with the machshava of doing achilas hakarbon tomorrow, right? So the Gemara says, just like when you make a zrika, you can do a machshava of achilas emurim tomorrow. That's shalai lizmanoi. So you see, you can do one thing and have a machshava for something else. So too, by pigul this halach also that when I make a shechita, I can have a machshava of having a zrika tomorrow. So Tovir, the same should apply from a shechita lishma to have a machshava of a zrika shalai lishma.
Help me understand what's a machshava shalai lishma.
That I'm shechting the carbon now, fine. And my intention is, when I'm shechting the carbon, by the way, when I do the zrika, in about 5 minutes, I'm going to do the zrika l'shem chatos. For the wrong carbon. Shel shinui kodesh. For the wrong carbon. So I'm doing a shechita lishma with a machsheva zrika shalai lishma. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonon says, it's no good. Why?
I don't understand how it happens. I'm doing this for an ola, but I'm going to do the zrika for a chatos.
Correct.
Thinking that in my mind.
While I'm doing the shechita. And by the way, at the end, I'm doing the zrika, yes, good. But since at the time of shechita I had a machsheva of a zrika shalai lishma, how is it different than when I do shechita?
Understand.
Why?
Because I'm planning to do it at the wrong time.
and I'm planning to do the zrika with the wrong machshava. What if I have the zrika with the machshava with the wrong time, or a shchita with the zrika machshava for the wrong carbon? What if it's chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkoymoi, or chutz lekachim, not for the right kachim? That's what Biechna says. Makes sense. Biechna says it doesn't work. It's puzzle. Mechashim avoda l'avoda, and you learn that. You learn that from Pigel. Look at Rashi. The Afin Machshavas Pigel. The Masitzi Mahanya Bei Hachi. The Tanim Fek Sheni. Hashoychet Es Zevach. Amnas Lizrek Domei Lemocha. Pigel. Pigel is if I shech the carbon with intention of having the zrika done tomorrow. That makes it pigel. So too, if I shech the carbon with intention of having the zrika done Shalai Lishma, is also no good. Mechashvin Ma'avoda L'avoda. What? No, it's not chorus, not posik, but clearly it's posel and it's no good. That is what, take a sheet. Where's the last sheet? Should be another one? There should be one more? There should be one more. Yeah, I have it. I don't have it. Give me another sheet. There should be, I made seven. Yeah. So basically, we're learning the concept of mechashvin ma'avoda l'avoda. What's mechashvin ma'avoda l'avoda? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says that if I shecht a carbon with a machshava making a zrika shelo'i l'shma, so just like you can shecht something with a machshava of zrika shelo'i l'mkoymoi or shelo'i l'zmanoi in this pigul, so I can also shecht it with a machshava making zrika, not tomorrow, but a zrika shelo'i l'shma with the wrong thing. We learned that from pigul. Mechashvin ma'avoda l'avoda. You transfer the psul of the machshava, which you're going to do, onto the shechita. By the way, that's probably the concept, the way it works. I would venture to suggest that what's the psul of mechashvin l'avoda l'avoda is the pshat of pigul. Is the pshat when I shecht something now with the machshava's pigul, now I'm going to make the zrika tomorrow. Is the pshat that the zrika is no good, or pshat is the shechita is no good? What's the regular case of pigul? How do you learn it? Huh? There are nafkaminas, yeah. That's a classic chakira they ask, whether it's Rambam, whatever it is. But pashas, I would think you can learn both ways. But I would think that at the end of the day, I did the zrika correctly. So what's a pshat? Pshat is, then the machshava of the zrika psula is done already now in the shchita b'psul. So the shchita is no good. That's the way I learn pashas pshat. So that's a pshat of pigul, so mechashim ha'avodah l'avodah is the same thing. If I make a shchita with intention to make a zrika, shalai lishma, so it's now I made the shechita, shalai lishma.
It has to be, because the fact that I have a machshava to do lo lishma, I might end up doing it.
Correct. So therefore, how could the zrika be no good? It must be the shechita is no good. That's why I learned. There are ways to get around it, but that's pashup shat, that's what Rabbi Yechna learns. Rish Lakish amal, Rish Lakish says ksheira. Why is it okay? Rish Lakish amal ksheira, why is it okay? Ein mechazvim ma'avoida la'avoida. You cannot do that. And you cannot learn from pigul. Pigul is different. Why is pigul different? Says Rashi. Why? The hotsam over there, ikam machshavta yamevia lide pigul zu, he sheyachshoy v'avoyde zu, lasoys avoyde acheres, min achaso avoydes. That the main purpose of pigul is you have this machshava in this avoider to have one of the other avoiders wrong. In other words, lide pigazu hishiyachshav avoiderzu lasas avoider cheres minachas avoiders lahachil adam oile mizbeach chutz lizmanai. In other words, why is pigul no good? Because it's not just mechashvim avoider avoider. No, the concept of pigul is that my intention is, what's the case of pigul? My intention is that I do this zrika, right? Regular case of pigul is I do this zrika with the intention of eating the carbon tomorrow. Eating the carbon tomorrow, chutz manoi. Or I do this zrika with intention of doing haktaras emurim tomorrow, which is achilas odom and achilas mizbeach. Either the person can eat the meat tomorrow, or the Mizbeach is going to eat the meat, the carbon, which is Daktaris Emurim, I'm doing that, Shaloy Lizmanoi. So therefore, what defines pigul is he ochel ye ochel by yom hashlishi. That's what the pasuk learns. Bishtei achila is a kasa medaba, which means that not just two types of eating, either the carbon is eaten by the mizbeach the wrong date, or the meat is eaten by the person the wrong date, and that's my machsheves psul, says Rashi. Even if my intention is to burning the limbs, which is not even part of the, it's not even part of the avoidus. Zrika is achilas mizbeach, right? But hakolas achilev is achilas mizbeach, but that's not part of the avoidus. Hilchach ledame leshalei lishmoi. In other words, what are you comparing to shalei lishmoi? It is a special halacha, pigul, that achilas adam, achilas mizbeach, that's pigul, that my intention is to eat the carbon shalei lishmoi, or to burn the emurim shalei lishmoi. It has nothing to do with mechashri ma'avoida la'avoida, and therefore it's only for pigul. It doesn't apply anywhere else. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish. Yes.
But this machlokes, we also says psula. Are we talking about only karbanos where lishma is a problem, or even
yeah.
Karbanos where lishma is not a problem, could it still be psula?
Why would it be psula?
I don't know.
No, pasul only by pesach chatos.
Right. And when Rabbi Yochanan says kshera, is kshera an olah l'shem ba'ilin or kshera loa l'shem?
It's kosher completely. You can be mechashim avoda l'avoda. There's no mechashim avoda.
So it's nothing.
It's nothing. It doesn't work. It's no, there's no psul over here.
It's
yeah, it's not a psul pigul. It's not a psul. So why should it be from b'chlam? In other words, right. For some reason, now the truth is like this. And the Karen already asked the question. I don't understand. Before that, one question. Rish Lakish makes sense. Pigul is not mechashvin ma'avoyde la'avoyde. Pigul is specific to achilas adam, achilas mizbeach. Right? The whole concept of pigul really is that when I make the zrika, what's really pigul? There's two cases of pigul. Right? We went through the whole masechta, there's two cases of pigul. One case of pigul is the classic case of pigul. I make the zrika with the intention of eating the carbon tomorrow. I'm making a ma'aseh zrika with the intention of having achilas adam tomorrow, right? Or achilas mizbeach. Or have the intention of burning the emurim tomorrow. We extend pigul that even when I make the shechita in order to have the zrika tomorrow, that's also a form of pigul. Why is that pigul? So Rashi says, because that's also achilas mizbeach. In other words, the pasuk of pigul is specific to achilas adam achilas mizbeach. We learn it from a gemara. The gemara learns from a pasuk. He ochel ye ochel b'yom hashlishi. The gemara says b'shtei achilos a pasuk medaber. Echad achilas adam ve'echad achilas mizbeach. So pigul means that when I do the avoda and it's a right avoda and I have a machshava to do achilas adam or achilas mizbeach in the wrong time, that's pigul. That was mechashim avoda l'avoda. Nothing. Rabbi Yochanan is right. What's that in Rish Lakish? And Rish Lakish is right. Who says what? I forgot already. Rish Lakish is right. Has nothing to do with Mechashim Avoyde Levoyde. What's that in Rabbi Yochanan? That is possible. Oh, you see over here, you can have one thing to another thing. It doesn't make sense. The whole pshat in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Chayre, it's only Din Achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach. That's every case of Pigol is like that. What's pshat in Rish Lakish? Question number one. Question number two, Taisvis, what? Sorry, what's Tzana Rabbi Yochanan? Correct. Why would he possible? What's his new concept of Mechashir and Ma'avoyda La'avoyda? Question number one. Question number two, Taisvis points out, that Taisvis says that even if you hold Mechashir and Ma'avoyda La'avoyda, it's only from Shechita to Zrika. I'm shechting the animal, Lishma, with the intention of making a Zrika Shalai Lishma. That's mechashvim avoyde l'avoyde, says Taisus. Avol b'shchita l'kabola loy, d'homi pigul yalifla. But from shchita to have a kabola shalei lishma, that not. Because we learn it from pigul. That makes sense. According to Bi'echnon, we're learning from pigul that you can do one avoyde to another avoyde, right? We're not comparing it to pigul. Pigul is achilas adam, achilas mizbeach. So why kabola not? Why? You tell me Haktaras Emurim is called pigul, even though Haktaras Emurim by itself is not an avoda. So why can Kabbalah have that same mechazvin mavoida lavoida? In other words, you're right.
Well, that's because Kabbalah. Exactly like Pigel,
but we're not learning exactly from Pigel, because
exactly
this. I know, but there's nothing to do with Achilus Adam, Achilus Mizbeach. Question number one. Not only that, the Gemara goes further. Look in the.
Source.
I know. So look in the Gemara. The next part, the Gemara says, "Hashoychet es habeima amnas lizreg domo lavoides kechovim ulahakechel belavis kechovim." I threw it in because we're learning in Achulin. Right, we learned it a few days ago on Chulin. So I'm throwing it over here. The halach is if you shecht an animal in order to make, what's halach? If you shecht an animal, lavoidis kechavim, you can't eat it, right? It's lavoidis or you can't do it. How about if you shecht an animal with intention of taking its blood and throwing it, lavoidis or? Could you eat the animal or not? So the Gemara says, hashecht es deim amnas lizrak dom lavoidis kechavim, ulahak techevo lavoidis kechavim. Rabbi Yechonon Masuha. Why? Mechashvin mavoidis lavoidis. In other words, Rabbi Yechonon says, same thing. Just like Pigul teaches me Mechazin Mavoida Lavoida Shchita to Zrika Shalei Lishma, so we also learn Mechazin Mavoida Lavoida, something which is not even an Avoida, but Shchita Chulin, Chut on the outside, with the intention of making a Zrika for Avoida Zorah, Mechazin Mavoida Lavoida. What? You're learning there from Pigul? What does that have to do with Pigul? Because what was not even an avoider? So why is that? So that yes we say, but Kabbalah Tosfos says that not. What's the difference? Meaning, if you're learning from Pigel, first of all, it's not doyma to Pigel b'chlal. Second of all, if you're learning from Pigel, you're not learning from Pigel because you're learning even for Chulin. There's nothing, and b'chlal, and this you do say. So why don't you say Kabbalah not? The Karen R really asked the question. Look at number one on the sheet. Because of the type of pshitas, the dafkam nats lizrek shalei lishma, aval lekabel shalei lishmoi kosher dum yidepigol. V'chia gavne pligi b'shoyched lizrek lavoides gelulim or lehakdes lavoides kechovim. V'yesh adakim ze. Dav kochach loy damin hadodi kol hani gilim psulim. They're not all the same. The bepigol shoyched lakechel b'mocha gamkin pasul. Because by pigol it's achilas odom. So therefore, if you have kavana to burn its fat tomorrow, it's no good. And if by shechting it's only zrika, and if I do shechita lishma in order to burn the fat shalai lishma, that's not the Gemara's question. That's okay. Why? Because burning the fat is not called an avoda. So then why? And then why tell me kabbalah not? That's the question. In other words. In other words, the reason shechting lishma in order to burn the fat shalei lishma, there's no problem burning fat shalei lishma. That's not an avoda. So therefore, that's okay. In other words, you're right. Pigul doesn't apply by kabbalah. Get it? But if I have a machshavas. At Kabbalah, I have a machshava to make a zrika shalei lizmanoi. It's pigul. So pigul Kabbalah is a machshavas psul with the wrong thing. So then, why if I shecht shalei lishma and I have a Kabbalah shecht lishma with a Kabbalah shalei lishma, the Tosfos says no, it doesn't apply. It doesn't make sense. Another, what are the qualifications? Why do you say it is pigul? It's not pigul, and then why? Why is it only Shechita and Zrika and not Shechita and Kabbalah? Because you tell me, because Kabbalah there's no pigul. Kabbalah is no pigul. And Haktoras and Murim there's no pigul either. Or Haktoras and Murim there is no pigul either. And still we say that Haktoras and Murim there is pigul, but nevertheless, Shechita with Haktoras and Murim doesn't work. Or Shechita Lishma with Haktoras and Murim Lishma does not work. In other words, how do you make rhyme or reason from this whole thing? What is, basically, what's the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Yishlokish, in Mechashvin Ma'avoida La'avoida. That's really the question which we want to focus on. So, Chaim said like this, yes. What? Yes, you have to do the Kabbalah. Yes, of course it is. All four Avoidas Lishma. Even by Kabbalah, you have to have Lishma. You have to have Lishma. But he did it Lishma. You just have a Machshava that you're going to do the Kabbalah Shalai Lishma. That's, you didn't do anything yet. Meaning, if you do a Kabbalah Shalai Lishma...
No, I thought you didn't need to do it.
No. Pigul only applies to Zrika, or Achilas Adam Achilas Mizbeach, and not to Kabbalah. That's really what Taisa is saying. But shechting karbana, shechting animals outside the chulin has nothing to do with avoda achilas adam, anything at all. Maybe it's a form of achilas adam. I don't know. In other words, how do you learn this? What's the qualifications? So this is I want to explain. I'll first say the yisoid of Reb Chaim, what he says, and I'll show you how he proves it from all different places throughout Zvachim. And he said like this. Listen, what he's saying. He's saying that there's two types of pigle. There's one type of pigle, which is the classic form of pigle, the old-fashioned pigle, the one that says in the pasuk. What's the classic form of pigle? Yisrael, what's the classic form of pigle? The one that we learn in the pasuk. Me'ochel yochel. Let's look in the Gemara together on the bottom of the sheet. Ela morava kule mikro ariche ta'asin. Dichsiv he'ochel yochel b'shtei achilas akasim medaber. Echad achilas adam ve'echad achilas Mizbeach. What does that mean? Says Rashi, "B'shtei achilos shemachsheve shteihen poiseles." In other words, doing the zrika with the machshava of either one, that's going to pass all the zrika. Or, by the way, not just the zrika, doing a shchita with the machshava of either one is going to pass all. Doing any of the four avoidas with the machshava of these two achilos is going to pass all. What is these two achilos? Echad achilas adam ve'echad achilas mizbeach. What is achilas adam? What's achilas mizbeach? Achilas adam is you're going to eat the carbon after this man. Achilas mizbeach is you're going to burn the carbon after this man. That's the classic case of pigle. Classic case of pigle. The real case of pigle is any of the four avoidas: shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. You're doing that. Avoider with the intention of either eating the carbon past this man or burning the limbs past this man. That's the classic form of what's the name? That's the classic form of pigle. Why is that no good? Because that's the main part of the carbon. Bailam eat it and the meat gets eaten and it's who it's for and whatever it is and the emurim and therefore that's done chutz manoy. That's the classic case of pigle. That's one form of pigle. The Gemara learns there's another form of pigle. Not that you do one of the four avoidas, including zrika, with achila shalaylis manoi, but the other case of pigle is what?
When you're talking about the zrika, shalaylis.
What's the other case of pigle? You're not following?
No.
This is the case of the Gemara pigle.
Yeah.
What's the other case of pigle? I'll tell you what the other case of pigle is. Learn through Zvachim. The other case of pigle is I make a shchita, or a halacha, or a kabbalah, with a machsheva zrika shelo bim kaimai. That's not learned in the pasuk, right? The Gemara says that. No, yes, it is. Same pigul. This is chutz manoi.
Yeah,
not chutz im kaimai, chutz manoi. But the chutz manoi is not that I'm eating the carbon chutz manoi, or I'm burning the fats. The emurim chutz manoi, but I'm making a shchita with the intention of making a zrika shelelis manoi.
And the zrika is also achilas mizbeach.
Right? That's the way we learn pashat. But that's the other form of pigle. That's not the Gemara. I mean, that's not the way we learn from a pasuk. When the Gemara says shtei achilas akasim v'daber, it means you do a zrika with the achilas carbon or the achilas emurim. I'm going to burn the carbon tomorrow, or I'm going to eat the carbon tomorrow. That's the pasuk is talking about. The Gemara learns that if you make a shchita with a zrika tomorrow, that's also no good. What's the reason why that's no good?
Tomorrow's man.
But on the zrika.
But the zrika is also achilas mizbeach.
Right? So that's the other case of pigle. What's the pshat in that? So everybody learns. Pshanin that is, why is that no good? Because that's Echas Achilles Adam, Echad Achilles Mizbeach. Comes along Reb Chaim and says, no, it's a mistake. The reason why that's no good is because you have a machshava on the Zrika Shalai Lizmanai. It's an Avoidas HaZrika that's done Shalai Lizmanai. Not because of the Achilas Mizbeach aspect. It's not that the blood comes to the Mizbeach and it's achilas mizbeach? No. It's because you're making a shechita with a machshava of a zrika shelo lizmanoi. There's a special zeris hakosef, or you learn that the zrika shelo lizmanoi is also pigol. Not because of the achilas mizbeach aspect in it, but because the avoidas hazrika aspect, which is done shelo lizmanoi. That's what Chaim says. He'll prove it to you throughout Zvachim.
But if you ignore the achilas mizbeach,
and you ignore the achilas mizbeach, and it's not kaminus. What?
Why dafka zrika?
Why dafka zrika? So, because the reason I think, because we learn, because either we learn it from a pasuk, I know where the Gemara gets it from, the Gemara learns it from that if you have a shechita with a machshav zrika, that's pigol. Gemara learns it from somewhere, but it's not because that fulfills achilas mizbeach, but rather because it's the avodas hazrika. Let's read into what? Why is he arguing Rashi? Zrika achilas mizbeach. Yeah, but look what he writes. The way he says it is, it's not the achilas. It's the zrika aspect of the achilas mizbeach. It's the ma'aser avoda of the achilas mizbeach. It's the zrika part of the achilas mizbeach, and that's what the Torah cares about. Once look what he writes, I'll show it to you, and he proves it to you throughout Shas, by the way. And he's so right. Look at number four. Let's start what he says over here. The words. V'nere api mashama hagrach zatzal dehod mefagel b'machshove. Amnas lizrek chutz manoi, who loy mitam achilas mizbeach, elo mitam avoida. Dixeres hakosefu, da avoida nami mifageles. Da hapigul bezrika, umishum da avoida sazrika mifageles, and therefore that's the idea. The idea being, it's a zrika that's mifagel. It's not the achilas mizbeach, but avoida sazrika that's mifagel, and that's dixeres hakosef. And we're talking about the Zrika aspect, not the Achilas Mizbeach aspect. And I'll prove it to you now. Wait, slow down. No. So no question about it. Wait, no question about it. The Chaim agrees that if you do a Shechita with a Haktaras Emurim tomorrow, that's Achilas Mizbeach. No question about it. If I do a Shechita with a Achilas Basa tomorrow, that's Achilas Odom. But if I do the Zrika tomorrow, it's not because Zrika is Achilas Mizbeach, it's because Avodas HaZrika is done Shelo Lizmanoi, that's the Psul of Pigol, Avodas HaZrika per se, done Shelo Lizmanoi.
So he's only arguing about the reason that Shrita, that you can have Pigol
of Zrika. Correct.
He's only arguing about the reason.
Of course.
Halacha.
The Halacha is, the Gemara says Halacha. But the reason is not,
so
wait, the five dakaminas. The reason is not the achilas mizbeach. I learned my whole life that pigol for zrika tomorrow is another form of achilas mizbeach. Reb Chaim says, I'll prove it to you throughout Zvachim and Menachos that it's not achilas mizbeach of zrika, it's the maisa avoidas hazrika, that's the pigol. What's the proof number one? Proof number one, by the way, we learned that tomorrow. The halacha is like this. The halacha is that if you do a zrika shaloi bim koimoi, so that's called still a zrika, for kapara it's good, but it's not for achilas basar. Remember that we saw that? In other words, if I make a zrika shaloi bim koimoi, then the bailam on is kapu, but you cannot eat the meat. Correct? So the Gemara wants to say that how about, so everybody agrees that it's a Gemara, like the Gemara says, that if you do a pigul on a zrika shaloi bim koimoi, the Gemara says, that's not going to be a pigol. Why not? So we learn it from a pasuk that we ma'achol yachol. Wait, mipsal zevach shlomov. What's the reason? Pigol, yeah, what's the reason? Because only something which is matir the basa b'achila can make a pigol. Something not matir the basa b'achila cannot make a pigol. And therefore, if I do a zrika shaloi bim koimoi with the machshav I'm going to eat the meat tomorrow, is it pigol or not? The answer is not pigol. Why not? Because the Zrika Shalem Kaimai already forbade me from eating the meat, correct? Forbade from eating meat. And therefore, it's not going to make pigol. The Gemara says, not only in a case where I make a Zrika Shalem Kaimai, do I say that it doesn't make a pigol, but if I do a Shechita with a Machshava to make a Zrika Shalem Kaimai, also doesn't make pigol. Why not? Because it's not a Zrika that matter the boss of Achila. Right? What?
Chutz l'mekomo never makes pigul.
If I do a zrika chutzlim koymoi, it's zrika shalevim koymoi. Not chutzlim koymoi. Not if I make a shchita with intention of making a zrika shalevim koymoi chutzis manoi. That's what I mean. Sorry. You're right. I'm making a wrong place in the Mizbeach, chutzis manoi. So Gemara says that also doesn't make pigle. So Gemara says, why not? Because again, it's a machshava on something which is not matter the boss of achila. It's not a good zrika. So Chaim says, who cares if it's not a good zrika? Does it reach the mizbeach? It's achila's mizbeach. Meaning, at the end of the day, no, it's shelo bim kama in the wrong place on the mizbeach. So who cares? It's not a zrika, but is it achilas mizbech? It hits the mizbech. So you could technically argue that if it hits the wrong place in the mizbech, it's not achilas mizbech.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Even a point that's asking that to Raya, meaning if I actually do zrika shlo komo, then I don't make pigle.
Correct.
So how could a machshava of a zrika shlo komo chutzlas mano
make a pigle?
How could that be worse than actually doing it?
I'll tell you the reason why. Because here at the end of the day. Here at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, let's say you did it in the right place.
Oh, yes, that would be the same question. Both of them would be correct. In other words, both of them, it's why would it not make a pickle? Who cares? It's not cold days Rika. But at the end of the day, it's Achilles is where it is. So Chaim says, so clearly we see that the idea of making a Zrika, of pigle and a Zrika, Shalai bin Zmanoi, is not that idea of Achilles Mizbeach. Rather, it's a concept of it's not a zrika. That's one raya. You might not like the raya. Got it? You can read over here number 4a. We'll see it inside. The heavy raya is said there. Mehod amrin lekamon. The mchoshav al zrika shalei mekoymoi. The loshay yavos bachile in mefageles. The vini yenid. She yachshav al zrika hamateres. Ukemoi. She mchoshav b'shaz zrika shalei mekoymoi. Lo mikri mashayet bigol. Kein gam mchoshav b'shaz shchita amatzil shalei mekoymoi. Lo mikri mashayet bigol. Lo mikri mahani. Meaning, if you make a shchita with the machshav of making a zrika shalei mekoymoi, Chutzis manoi doesn't help. In other words, if you had machshava to throw it anywhere in the mizbeach, shirayim, that's bigol. After shvicha shirayim, ain't a matir bas mechila. Elavade the machshava zrika bino shechshav avod zrika v'lo mitam machilis mizbeach. In other words, the kasha is that if I make a shchita to throw the shirayim on the mizbeach, even though that's not matir the bas mechila, it's okay. It's called a pigol. Why? Because it's achilas hamizbeach. So why, if I do it shalei, is not called achilas mizbeach? Again, you can argue and say that's the wrong zrika is achilas mizbeach. Fine, yeah, you can argue that. I'll show you the other right. He says. He said like this. Let's turn to the Rambam. The Rambam said like this. Halacha is like this. Halacha is that menachas. Everybody knows menachas because we just did menachas. So halacha is like this. The halacha is that in order to have a machsheves pigul, you have to have a kezayis of chutzis manoi, right? Kezayis chutzis manoi, or kezayis of achilas basa chutzis manoi, or kezayis of aktaris emurim chutzis manoi. Correct? Now, the halacha is that besides achilas basar and aktaris emurim, by a mincha you also have something. How do you do pigul by a mincha? In other words, what do you have machshava to do what by a mincha? Right? Right. So halacha is that if you have a machshava, as the Rambam says, look at number 5, the Rambam at the bottom. Choshav lahatir kechatzi zayis min hakoymitz ukechatzi zayis min alavoyna. In other words, if I had machshava to burn half the kezayis of the koimetz chutzis manoi and half the kezayis of the levoina chutzis manoi, hareilu mitzafin. They're both joined together. Why? Because shalavoina ima koimetz lemincha keimurin lezevach. Because the koimetz and the levoina are both like they're like the emurim. In other words, haktaras emurim by a korban is like burning the koimetz and the levoina by a mincha. Right? That's what the Rambam says. Lefikoch, therefore, im choshev lahaktir kazayis min alavoyno chutz lizmanoi, hareze pigul k'moshin izbar. So just like, since I said you can join both together, because the emurim by a mincha are the kaimitz and the levoyno, so too, if my intention was to burn the entire kazayis of a levoyno chutz lizmanoi, then that's pigul. That's what the Rambam says. So first of all, I always thought, before we go further, I always thought that the koimetz, burning the koimetz, is considered like zrika. Not, the Rambam says it doubles up. What?
No, but you're burning it. You don't...
But taking the koimetz is like shechita, right. And putting it inside the kli is like kabbalah, and then halacha, and then burning it is like zrika. Right? And matter of fact, the Rambam actually learns that the burning the koimetz in the levoina serves a double purpose. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, and that's halacha, that burning the koimetz and the levoina, says the Rambam, look at the next page, va'koimetz va'levoina atzmom k'moy hadam va'emurim ba'zevach. In other words, the koimetz and the levoina, burning the koimetz and the levoina, does both the zrika and does the emurim as well. So the question is, the Rambam wants to tell me that you can join in a half a kezayis of the koimetz and a half a kezayis of the levoina, chutz is manoi, that's machsheves pigul. The Rambam says, you know why that's machsheves pigul? Because the koimetz and the levoina is like the emurim lezevach. Haktores emurim. Why does Rambam have to say that? Even if it's not haktores emurim. Throughout the Rambam says that koimetz and levoina is like zrika sadam. So if I do zrika sadam chutz is manoi, that's also pigul. So why does Rambam say that a half a kezayis of koimetz and a half a kezayis of levoina together is okay because it's haktores emurim? And if it wouldn't be haktores emurim, if it would be zrikas dam, it's also okay because zrikas dam chutz is manoi is also called pigul. So why does Rambam have to say that the reason why you can join in the half a levoina and half the koimetz and join them together and burn them is because now I'm doing the Haktores Emurim, and Haktores Emurim Chutz Manoi works. Why does Rambam not say without that? It's Allah Adam, Zrikas Adam, Chutz Manoi is Pigul. Why does Rambam have to say it's because of Haktores Emurim?
They're both combined.
What?
They're both combined.
So why can you combine them for Zrikas Adam? It's like a Zrika, correct? The Gemara says all over that Haktores, that Kaimetz and the Levoina, burning the Levoina is a Zrika. So that's a zrika, chutz is manoi. Half a kezayis of the koimetz, half a kezayis of the levoina, is a zrika, chutz le manoi. So why do I have to say the reason why I can join them together? Because by the way, don't forget, they're also emurim. And I didn't tell you that yet. And if they're emurim, haktaris emurim, chutz is manoi, that's a form of pigul.
What would you have the
Rambam say? Rambam says, like it says all along, that it's a form of zrika. So therefore, it's considered zrika shalayis manoi. Why does Rambam say only because what's the name? Because it's called emurim lezevach.
Maybe
what?
Why not?
So then even better. So why aren't they both considered dam? Let them be both considered. What? What's less than a shear? Half a kezayis. So, but if you can join them in for emurim, I can join them in as dam. That's the question. If you can join them in as emurim, why can you join them in as dam? Right? So why is what I'm saying? Because they emurim, you can join them in. What's the reason? Second question. Third question of Rambam. The Rambam says, "Lefikach im chashav lahakter kezayis min alavoyin dechutzuz manoi, harei ze pigul." Again, because it's emurim, you can burn the kezayis of the alavoyin dechutzuz manoi, and that's a pigul. Why did he say? What do you mean? It's zrika sadam. Levoina, burning levoina is zrika sadam. A kezayis, zrika sadam. Is what's the name? It's chutz manoi, it's pigul. What's the Rambam saying over here? Because it's emurim. Question number three. Question number four. What's the Rambam say? By the way, after I speak to you all about what's the name, I spoke about the koimetz and about the levoina. Echad mechashev lizrei dam azevach kulei b'chutzai lemocho. Oy shechashev lizrei mitzvah dam b'chutzai lemocho. Kivin shechashev akdei zoyim min adam posal. Like, what's Rambam talking about now over here? And by the way, if I have a machshava of sprinkling chutz manoi, that's possible. What's Rambam throwing that in for over here? What's the relevance over here? You hear the question of Rambam? The whole Rambam is hard to understand. What does he want over here? Says Reb Chaim, let's read inside because I can't explain it as well as explained in the Shir. So maybe it comes better through the Shir. You have it over here? Shiurei Hagrai. That's a Vamashur Salvechik Shir. Uviur Hagrach. The Lefi Mashin is Bayer. The Hamachshova Lizrek Chutzis Manoi. The Have Pigul. Ein Ze Mitzad Achilas Mizbeach Shebezrika. Chutzis Manoi. Zrikos Chutzis Manoi is not Achilas Mizbeach. Rak mitzad avoides azriko kenirli ukenal miyushav akoil. The beemes im hoya pigul mitzad achilas mizbeach. If the pigul is achilas mizbeach, hoya sagi b'mesh akoymet valavoino kizrikoim. In other words, if you tell me that it's achilas mizbeach, that's the chutz zrika chutz zmanoi. So then you don't need the koymet and valavoino to be a murim. Because Zrika is Achilles Mizbeach. Why? The Litztaufu Chatzi Zayis Min HaKoymetz V'Chatzi Min HaZayis Min HaLavoyna LePigul. In other words, if you tell me that Pigul is Zrika Sadam, right? And the Zrika Sadam is Achilles Mizbeach, so you have half the Lavoyna, half the Koymetz, will be called Zrika Sadam, and it will be Mitzarf. Shari Yeshkan Machshova Al Achilles Mizbeach. Because at the end of the day, Mizbeach took a Kazayis of Kaimitz and Levina. It's Achilles and Beach. Omnam. Kiven she'ena mitzad Achilles Mizbeach, ele mitzad avoides azriko, harei efshe letzarev chati zayis min ha'kaimitz, v'chati zayis min ha'levina. Sharei beiz avoides bifnei atzmohem, vi efshe letzarfon ze'em ze. Look what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says, now wait a second. If you tell me that Zrika, the issue of Zrika shloiles manoi, is Achilles Mizbeach, Then why? And if you tell me it's achilas mizbeach, so why can't you be mitzaref half the levina, half the koymitz? Did achilas mizbeach? Zrika is achilas mizbeach. You had achilas mizbeach, half the koymitz, half the levina. But if you tell me no, that the zrika shleilus manoi is not achilas mizbeach, but rather it's avoidas hazrika, so you cannot be mitzaref two avoidas. It has to be. So usually when I throw the blood, it's one avoidas hazrika, which was done chutz manoi. But where have the Kaimitz and the Levina? They're two separate Avoidas. So how could a half a Kazayas of each be Mitzarif to one Avoidas Azrika? If each one is a separate Avoida, you need a Kazayas of the Kaimitz and a Kazayas of the Levina. Why? Because it has to be Avoidas Azrika. And you can't be Mitzarif two Avoidas to one Avoidas Azrika. If you Mitzarif them to make one Achilas Mizbeach, so you have one Achilas Mizbeach. That you have. But you have Levina and a Koimitz, could be Mitzarev to one Achilles Mizbeach. But if the Svara is that the reason why Zrika, Shalelis Mano, the reason why it's no good is because it's not Achilles Mizbeach, but because it's Avoidas Hazrika, so you need to have a full Avoidas Hazrika. A half a Koimitz and a Levina, each one half, is not going to be one Avoidas Hazrika, and therefore the Rambam says, say, the reason why Mitzarev is not because they're dumb and they're Zrika, because then the pigul would be avoidas hazrika. You don't have that. The reason why they're mitzarif is because they're murim also, and because they're murim, atzoris and murim, therefore it's considered one big thing. Understand what he's saying?
What?
Because they're two separate things. One is burning the kaimitz.
Why is it considered
two separate things? I don't know, Seth. Why is it considered? First, you hear what he's saying?
Aren't they mixed together?
Yeah. You hear what it makes sense?
Yeah.
Tell me what your issue is.
Wait, slow down. One second.
Since Achilles Mizbeach, because it's Haktoras Emurim, you could be Mitzarf. Makes a lot of sense. If the point is Haktoras Emurim, so then they all consider Haktoras Emurim. Could I have a Kavana to burn to make a shechita now with the intention of burning half the kloyos and half the whatever gets to the alyo and all the things together one kazayas. Is that work as pigul? Yes or no? Do I need a kazayas of every piece? No. As long as it's one kazayas of haktoris emurim, it's good enough. So if the kaimitz and the levoin is haktoris emurim, so then very good. I can have a kavana of having half the kaimitz, half the levoina. That's haktoris emurim. That's going to work. But if the reason, says Reb Chaim, of pigul of Zrika, Shalaimim Kaimai, is not a Taris Emurim, but the point of Dam is that is called Avodas Hazrika, save the Kaimitz and the Levina serve not as Emurim, but as Dam, as Zrika, as Dam, so then you need a full Avodas Hazrika from each one, because they're two separate Avodas. And therefore the Rama says you cannot join them together. That's what Rama says, the only reason why you can join them together is because they serve this time as Haktaris Emurim, Haktaris Emurim. You can join all half Kazaisim together, one because Ice of Haktaris Emurim. But if it's because of Zrika, Zrika is not Achilas, if it's Achilas Mizbeach, it doesn't make a difference. But if it's not Achilas Mizbeach, it's Avodas Hazrika, you can join two half things together.
When it comes to the Mincha, it's done simultaneously.
What's done simultaneously? The two separate things, no? Kaimitz and Levaina? You learn Melachas. Are the two separate Avodas, Kaimitz and Levaina? Each one, no, but each one is its own matir for the basar. Correct. Each one gets, one minute, gets burned together. Gets burned together?
Yeah, I think it's mixed together.
So mixed together. And then it gets burned together. But each one is a separate thing, because each one becomes like a Zrika Saddam, correct?
Yeah,
one second. What's a Zrika Saddam? The Kermits? And taking the Levine is also Zrika Saddam?
Seth.
Is Levina also called Zrika Saddam? Or just the Kaimitz? No, not the burning. Not the the Shechita. Shechita is just the Kaimitz?
As far as I know,
yeah. And the Levina you add afterwards.
Yes. So it's in the bowl together, and then you separate the Levina out, and you do separate Kamitza for each.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, so each one is its own Zrika, Shechita and Zrika. Okay, so if it's two, each one is its own Shechita and Zrika, how could you be mitzarf it? If you have to have a kavana on Avodas Hazrika, not on Achilas and Zveach, then you can be mitzarf two half things.
When you burn the kmitza with the Levona, that is accomplishing both the Achila and the Zrika at the same time.
The Haktaris Emurim it accomplishes in one thing, because you can have a kazai from all the Emurim together. But if the point is Zrika, there's avoid on the kaimitz, and there's avoid on the levina. The zrika of the kaimitz is the burning the kaimitz. The zrika of the levina is the burning of the levina. So the two separate avoidas. You can be mitzarv, half of each. If the pigul is not achilas mizbeach, if it's achilas mizbeach, you're right, or one achilas mizbeach. But if the pigul is not achilas mizbeach, the pigul is avoidas hazrika, so then you can be mitzarv, both together. That's the first var he says. Next var he says in the Rambam, I know, but each one fulfills a different part. I'm fulfilling the burning, which is the Zrika on the Kaimitz. I'm fulfilling the burning, which is Zrika on the Levina. So the two separate Zrikas. So the two separate Zrikas, you can't join them together. For Pigo, Favoritis, and Zrika. You need a Kazai from each one.
The Gemara says that it's combined.
No, but he says the only reason why the machshava combines because it's also a murim. Why does Rambam say also because they're murim? Because if it would be zrika's dam, then it's the pigul of zrika, and the pigul of zrika is not achilas mizbeach, not like we thought till now. That's why he's saying it. Point number one. Another point he says: Why does the Rambam say that? The Rambam adds on, continues, and because it's a murim, so therefore you can burn a kezayis of the levoina chutz lizmanoi. Correct. So what are you saying? He says, "Hoysam elas machshav al kezayis min levoina kezayis min kaimitz, kiven shemitzad avoidehu habin yeshurz al kol avoida." And he said again, wait. He's saying like this. He says that again, if the point is achilas mizbeach, right? Achilas mizbeach. Then, as long as you have a kezayis, if it's a point of achilas mizbeach, as long as you have a kezayis, then you have a kezayis achilas mizbeach. Got it. If he says it's not achilas mizbeach, but it's avoidas hazrika, so then, when you make a pigul on avoidas hazrika, how much of the dam has to, you have to have a machshav on?
Whatever the shear is.
Whatever the shear is, correct? How much of the kaimitz do you have to have a machshava for the zrika? How much of the kaimitz has to be burnt?
The entire kaimitz.
The I know, but the entire kaimitz, correct? But not a kezayis.
Right.
the entire kaimitz. So when the Rambam says it's enough to burn a kezayis of the levina, it cannot be hilchay zrika. It must be a murim. Because if it's zrika, you have to burn the entire kaimitz. So the Rambam is going back on the same thing, and the Rambam says that the reason why you have to use the, you can use only a half of levina, kezayis of the levina, is because it's a murim. It's not because it's dam, because of a murim. That's correct also. That's right. That's what Rama adds it on. Now he's showing you why the Rama has to say it's all a murim and it's not zrika. Because if it serves the purpose as dam, you have to do the entire kaimitz or the entire levina. Now you're right. The entire levina, what is the shear of levina? It's not clear. It might be one quart. Right, but it's not a kezayis. So the Rama says it's enough to do kezayis of levina. It must be mehilches emurim. That's what he's saying. In other words, he says, "V'lo have a sake b'mechash v'kazayis meno." V'zesh kosev Rambam l'fika chaynu b'chivin dekemes v'alvoyna v'gamkein k'neged akorkes v'toshav v'kovan v'yachilas mizbeach loy have. Can't read what it says here. Lochein hu demahani afim chishev al kazayis. Fine. That's the next thing he says. And then the last thing he wants to say is, why does the Rambam say that you have to have machshava al kedei hazoya min hadam? Why does Rambam say that every time you have a machshavas pigul, you have to have kedei hazoya min hadam? What's the Rambam saying? Is he giving a minimum shear? So Chaim says the same svara again. Chaim says that if the svara of pigul is achilas mizbeach, so as long as anything comes, any amount of blood comes to the mizbeach, you have achilas mizbeach. Correct? But if the purpose of pigul is not achilas mizbeach, but it's avodas hazrika, then what's the case where I have to make 7 throwings or 4 throwings on the mizbeach? For example, by the chatois apnimiyos, how many zrikas do you have to make on the mizbeach?
2.
What?
2.
4. 4. Pnimiyos. 4 on the 4 on the 4 kronos. No, 2 to 4 is on the outside. The inside ones, you have to do the 4 kronos, correct? On Yom Kippur, you have to do the 4 kronos. So he says, he wants to say, so in other words, he says, if the idea of pigul is not achilas mizbeach, but it's avodas hazrika, which is done shalei lizmanoi, so then it's not enough just to do anything. You have to do the shear of hazor. That's what Rambam is saying. When Rambam says kedei hazoya, he's not saying to minimize it. He's maximizing. He's machmen. He says that since the purpose of pigul, like I explained, is machshavas avodas hazrika. So therefore, you have to have kedei hazoya. It's not enough just to have a little bit. You have to have all 4 things hit in order to be called pigul. Why? Because anything less than that is not called avodas hazrika. It's achilas mizbeach, it is, but it's not avodas hazrika.
Case, like you did earlier with the pesukomo, that achilas
mizbeach, if I only do 3, it's not called achilas mizbeach either.
Right.
Okay. Look what he writes over here, let's read it clear. Uvizos eshaper, gam mashkos v'rambam, echet emachashev, kivin shechishev akadei hazoi min adam posel. Kavanosei, what do you want to say? Dim hayinu danim ala zrika mitzad achilas mizbeach shebo. If zrik is achilles mizbeach on pigul, harei hoya dim b'chol akabonos, dim chishev al zrika achaz mehem pigul. If you have it in machshava, even a 1 zrika out of 4, 1 out of 4, that's ready pigul, because achilles mizbeach. V'yishmeinu ha-Rambam, d'chivin shon d'donim mitzad avoydes ha-zrika, harei b'chatois ha-pnimiyos, loy sagi she'yechoshev al motan ha-achaz min matanos. To have only 1 sprinkle, it might be achilles mizbeach, but it's not called avodas hazrika. Da'af sheyesh kan achilles mizbeach, Seth wants to argue, Reb Chaim says it like that, mikol mekom, avodas hazrika, dechatois apnimiyos, havei matan sheva. V'chivin sh'anu donim mitzad avodas hazrika, harei tzorch lachshov al kol ha'avoda, v'tzorch lachshov al kol ha'zayin hazoyis. V'zeyesh kos ha'rambam, demchishov al kedei hazoyo, posachot leima. V'chivin demishum avoda hu, b'ina shechshachshov al kedei hazoyo. V'chatzis apnimiyos kedei hazoyo, who matan sheva, v'loy bo ha-ramam lahokel, b'yukhidei hazor b'sagi, l'achmir, d'bina k'dei hazoya. The Rambam's machmir says, you need to do all the hazors, because pigul is not achilas mizbeach, but rather it's avodah zarah.
No, I know he's getting around there because he's using the chatzos pinyos for a reason. That by chatzos pinyos, all the zrikas is one unit.
We're going to get that to Bishkur off. That's a separate thing. Correct, correct.
Because if it wasn't all one unit, then you could say, well, maybe that's not an achila.
By the way, the halacha is that even though there's different chatois, there's different things, but you can shecht every time a different par for the different parts. Right, right. Correct, correct. So therefore, that he would agree on, you wouldn't have to make that same thing. But at least in the one chatos, you have to have four separate chatois. Let's just get to the end of it. Are you leaving already? Okay, so let me finish at the end of it. So he said like this. So, I don't want to go into the other thing, the Gemara, Kabbalah, Zrika is not important. So it says the B'chaim like this. So he wants to say, so if that's the case, so then he wants to say like this. He wants to say, so if that's the case, so think about it. So there's actually two chedushim in the B'chaim. B'chaim says two chedushim. Chedush number one he wants to say, and that's poshut already, by the way, that in order for something to be called Aishmeke Shchita with a Zrika Shaloi Lizmanoi, a Zrika tomorrow, the psul, he says, number one, you don't need achilas nizbeach. It's not achilas nizbeach. It's the avodas hazrika shabai. Which, by the way, is true. You know why? Because there's one place in Tosfos and Membeis in Zvachim, and another place in Rashi, Menachos, Daf Yedalet. They both say, if I make a shechita by what's the name? On Yom Kippur. With intention of making a zrika on the parochus, shalei lizmanoi. Is that pigul or not? So Rashi says, number 9 on the sheet, Gabi Porem Neschofim Sim Neschofim Ksibutos Kanim Pashat Pigul B'tzavas Aven Lahazas Midom Al Poreches. That's called Pigul. In other words, if I make a Shechita to sprinkle it on the Poreches tomorrow, that's also Pigul. The animal is no good. The Kohen is no good. The Kohen Gadol does that with intention of sprinkling the blood on the Poreches tomorrow is no good. Why not? So we see clearly you don't need Achilles Mizbech. There's no Mizbeach there. There's not Achilles Mizbeach. So you'll want to say that's also Achilles Mizbeach, because that's why. Because it's sprinkled, blood is sprinkled. So Chiddush number one of Chaim is that you, for Pigul, you don't need Achilles Mizbeach. Right? Chiddush number two is even when you sprinkle it on the Mizbeach, the point of Pigul is not the Achilles Mizbeach of it, but it's the Avodas Hazrika of it, and that he proves from these different Gemaras. In other words, two chedushim of Chaim says. Number one, pigul. The regular case of pigul is achilas adam, achilas izbeach, haktoras emurim, eating the meat tomorrow. That's the regular case. But the other case of pigul, where I make a shechita with sprinkling the blood tomorrow, kutzes manoi on the mizbeach. Number one, it doesn't have to be on the mizbeach. V'harai, it can be on the parochus as well. So it's not the achilas izbeach aspect. And number two, even in the case where I am sprinkling on the mizbeach, it's still not the achilas izbeach. It's the avodas hazrika shabai. That's the chiddush of pigul. Even if I do it tomorrow, shloilis manoi on the mizbeach. Even if it's b'mokem mizbeach. No, even if it's b'mokem mizbeach, hazrika shloilis manoi. But the psul is not that it's achilas mizbeach, achilas adam, achilas mizbeach shloilis manoi. The psul is avodas hazrika shloilis manoi. That's the new psul of pigul. That's clear. He says he brought it from the Rambam. He brought it from the Gemara. Yes, that's what he says. That's why.
Going back to the original
machlekes. Oh, yeah. Says Reb Chaim. So therefore, that's a machlekes between Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish learns that ein mechazim avoyde lavoyde. Why? Because it's pigul. It's achilas adam achilas mizbeach. So even if I have a machshov of zika, it's still achilas mizbeach. What does that do? It's mechazim avoyde lavoyde. Reb Yochanan says very simple. You're right. When I'm thinking about the haktoras emurim, I'm thinking about eating the meat. That's achilas adam, achilas mizbeach. But when I'm thinking about sprinkling shalei lizmanoi, that's zrika. That's avodas hazrika. Gzeres hakasef. That doing a shechita with avodas hazrika shalei lizmanoi, that's going to be possible. Says Reb Yochanan, that's the case. Mechazon lavoida lavoida. So I can make a shechita with lishma with avodas hazrika shalei lishma. That's the same. We learned that from Pigel. And the same thing. Why? Because the Gzeres HaKosev is on Shechita Tzrika. Not Shechita Tzkabalah, Shechita Tzrika. Why? That's what the Gzeres HaKosev, Pigel says. Avodas Hazrika, not Achilas Mizbeach. And therefore, just like I can make a Shechita with a Zrika Shalaylim Kaimai, Shalaylim Manai, that's called a Shechita with Avodas Hazrika, wrong time, so too I can make a Shechita Shalaylishma with Avodas Hazrika, Shalaylishma. That's exactly the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So now it makes sense how Rabbi Yochanan learns like that. And therefore he says, I'll even take that a step further, and even by shechting an animal for avodah zarah, or with making a shechita for avodah zarah, it is same halacha would apply. Because the gzeiras hakasev is on shechita to zrika. And that answers Tosfos Kash as well. That's why it doesn't go in Kabbalah. Because we're not talking about achilas mizbeach. We're talking about shechita to zrika. That's gzeiras hakasev. So I think the big chiddush I learned over here, unlike which I never knew till now, is that when I make a machsheves pigol of zrika shleim koimoi, it doesn't fit into the category of achilas adam achilas mizbeach. It's a prime brisket type of thing. It's a new gzeiras hakasev on avodas hazrika. Isn't that funny? Yeah, you're right. And Rashi doesn't say like that, Pashas.
No, Rashi explaining by Shlokish.
Oh, Shlokish is saying, exactly. So in Rish Leirach, good point. In Rish Lokish, Shlokish says, Sachilas Odom, Achilas Mech. But in Rabbi Yechonon, and says, Chazim Avel Avoida, but then I asked the Kasha, there's Kasha, they said, well, if that's the case, if Chaim is right, so the Gemara agrees with Rabbi Yechonon. And it does. That's what the Gemara says, that if I have a Machshova of a Srika, chutzes manoi shelaybim kaima in the wrong place, even though it's not matter the boss of achila, right? If you know it's not matter the boss of achila, it's still not called a zrika. You still can't make pigol. So Chaim asks, what do you mean? It's achilas mizbeach. Who cares if it's in the wrong place in the mizbeach? Achilas mizbeach it is. So why is it not pigol? The answer is because pigol is not. When it comes to blood, sprinkling blood, achilas mizbeach. Sprinkle blood, it's avodas hazrika. And this wasn't an avodas hazrika because it wasn't matter the boss of achila. So it's correct. It's emes lamita. I don't think you can learn any other way. Just nobody thought of it, but that's the concept of pigol. In other words, go out there and say, pigol, no, it's not achilas achilas mizbeach. That's only the regular case of pigol, eating the emurim tomorrow, burning the emurim, eating the meat. Zrika is avodas hazrika. And that's the connection to mechazin ma'avodah l'avodah. That's what I think of Chaim says.